Glad to be home this week. I think our players are glad to be home and give our fans a chance to see what we're capable of doing, to kind of play off of our Green Bay progress that we made, and begin a good preparation day today. So we've got a good opponent coming in here, obviously, the Lions with some big numbers rankings with their offense and defense, and got a good, it'll be a good challenge for us. Yes. I mean, Mike.
Hold on, the smooth dance is going on. I feel like I just, did we get in the twilight or elevator?
That's a, I'm
sorry. And that's your Pandora selection?
That is a,
that's actually the
that's
stranger.
A fine. I don't know if you know that or not. You know, just get off the subject a little bit. I didn't even know I had Pandora, but I was in a serious meeting with Gene and music started playing on my phone, and I had no idea.
Did you get mine?
I didn't even know how to turn it off. So.
So you guys just listened to it.
No, but it was embarrassing. No, Mike. I talked to Mike Thomas last night after the trade was made official with the signing of it, and I talked to him about it'll be a fresh start for him. It'll give our guys, some of our younger guys, a chance to maybe play a bigger role. And, that's kind of what I said to the team this morning. I just need some guys to step up and play a little better than they have in the last couple of weeks.
Given his knowledge of the offense, how much do you have to change this week?
I don't think very much. Only in the sense that I've been kind of a part of this too, even as a player. When you go to a new team, they're trying to gather as much information. And then not only are you teaching them your scheme and the adjustments already that you have, now you have to teach them if you see this or hear that, this is what you have to do to adjust to that. And I mean, that is a lot. I mean, there's a lot that goes to it. And, I'm sure he's going to fill them full of information, but I think it'll be very hard to take it and do anything with it.
Is there a set of unwritten rules about what you should and shouldn't share with your team, or is it all?
Oh no! You can tell them everything, and sometimes it's too much. It's information overload. So, I did that when I went from the 49ers to the Vikings. We play the 49ers. I was trying to learn the new system and spit back what I knew. It's difficult on a player, and then again to adjust to it. It's tough in the time frame of that plays take place in a game.
What was the thinking behind the trade? Why not?
Well, I think for a number of reasons. I mean, Cecil has kind of come forth and made some plays for us. He's really he's taken a good step forward. You know, we've made the move on Laurent, and Laurent is should be back here full speed today. Obviously, we drafted Justin Blackmon. Kevin Elliott has shown some flashes of some things that are, positive. We hope leads to a good future. And then Michael Spurlock has some slot ability in him. So, somewhere down the road, somebody was not going to be up. And, I just thought for Mike, it's a good chance to get a fresh start because of all that.
Were you surprised when you looked at the film in the offseason that Mike didn't know about that?
I think Mike gave everything he had. We were looking for a slot, particularly from Mike, which I think Mike is a slot. He's been productive outside, because he's had to be the last couple of years in the offense. But we were looking more for the slot, slot threat, and he has that ability. But I think we're going to give a couple other guys some chances to work in there, and I think hopefully get better execution than we've been getting. Well, we'd hope that it would work out that way. Knowing that his ability in there, we were hoping it was going to work, and even his return ability. But the production just was not where we're wanting it to be. So, No, I think that there's nothing. There's nothing that he did. No, it was. It was just a matter of there wasn't the production we were hoping for. I mean, he tried. He did everything we asked him to do. We've got some decisions all based on our injuries, what we're going to do at different spots. That other spot may be filled today at some point, but we do have, we'll have some, just like last week, we'll have some decisions we have to make at the end of the week. I thought he played well. I really do. And again, the times that he's had to go in there and play and fill in, it's not the same as when you start a game. It's tough to explain, but it is much more of a transition when you can start and you get a feel and everybody's together compared to when you go in there in the mix and you have to get a feel for things. So give him that chance to start and, you know, play against a Raji type of player and be able to handle his own and then do what we're asking. I mean, this is, I think I mentioned it on Monday. He's one of the few guys that consistently finish every single play. I mean, he's trying to do it the right way, and he has really come a long way since he's got here. Yeah, anytime there's a position change, that's not easy to do, first of all. I mean, I respect all these guys. I admire what they have to do, and I know how hard they work at it, and I know how they feel, unfortunately. But he's handled it very well. I think he understands why. He sees some of the same things we're seeing, and he's handled it extremely well. But it's not an easy decision, and I know he's taking it better probably. Or he's taking it, he's handling it better than he probably feels.
Will he continue to work on the guard?
Right now, yes.
Coach, given the team struggles at home, why can this week be different?
Well, like I told our team this morning, I said, we don't play bad at home, okay? We don't play bad at home. We don't finish very good at home. Five of our seven games, we've been within, in a 7-point spread, and we have just failed to, especially in that fourth quarter, especially the last time we were here. I mean, that's the last thing you think of, obviously, is the Bears and what they did in 20 minutes against us. So that there are some things we did do good, but I don't want anybody to think that we come in here from first play and lay an egg through the entire game. That's not the case. We have not finished very well, and they're very well aware of it, and that's been addressed. And I don't know what the difference. I still don't know what the difference is between here and away, but we got to fix some of those things.
Mike, did we see Brewster at center in games? That's something that's been discussed among the coaches.
That's maybe in the long time future. I mean, one of the most consistent guys we've had up front has been Brad Meester. I mean, I talk about guys that consistently do things the right way and consistently finish plays, and somehow, even at his age, he is one of the first guys down around the ball every single time. I mean, and that's been every single play. He's a great person to follow, so I don't see anything happening there at that position. Yeah, no, he's obviously, I think he's their best pass rusher. They have a number of them, but you're talking coming off the edge. And I think disrespect to Vandenbosch, because I think he is I told our players this morning, this guy is a lot like what I just said about Meester, 12 years of coming after you, relentless effort. And he's played and started because of the way he plays. But he also is a threat over there. But Cliff Averill's he's just got great pass rushing techniques, and it'll be a good challenge for Cam.
Is he a rear guy to line up at that left wing spot?
Yes.
Usually he'd be on the other side.
I think he is, yes.
Mike, what's your thoughts on the running game? Why it has not been able to be as productive? It looks like it's not just a matter of not having Maurice up there because it wasn't productive in the games he was there.
Yeah, I think we're, especially this last game, I think we missed some things. We left a lot of yards on the field. I felt like it watching the game, and then I certainly felt like it after I confirmed it on the tape that we just missed some cuts here and there. And I think and some of those cuts create explosive runs and big plays, and then all of a sudden you see these big numbers show up in the statistics. But, we missed a couple of those. We missed a couple of them in all games, but last week was I thought we missed some runs. It certainly helps to play a lot. You get a feel for where that hole is going to be, where the, if they got a force player, who's going to block that force player, where's the angle of the block coming, so I know when it happens. That's why it's so important the way we practice, some of the things we do in practice that they understand. We need to see exactly what it's going to be like in a game, especially the backs. It's like our 9-on-7 period. We don't have receivers in there, but we have safeties. Well, we don't want the safeties to fit up in there because somebody's going to block them. And I don't want the back to get the false impression that that hole is going to be clogged on Wednesday. So Sunday, when it's not, he already knows where it's going to come from. So it certainly helps to obviously have more experience and more time on task. But that's going to be the case here for another week.
What's been a big difference between the impact of the defensive line the last couple of weeks? Is it just getting bodies back? What's the major change?
Well, I think the body's back. I think we have, if we've done anything, it's been we've tackled better. We had no missed tackles last week, especially in the open field against some teams we're trying. And they've got people, the Randall Cobbs, those kind of guys who I compare a lot to Percy Harvin, that we didn't tackle very well. And I think we're tackling better the last couple weeks. Having those guys outside, George and Austin, has helped. Austin, the healthier he gets, I think he's been more of a factor in stopping the run. But it's been good to have him back.
If Rob Robinson's back, is Schwartz slide to the slot?
No.
Schwartz can stay outside?
Right. Yes. Schwartz will stay outside. We're going to find that out this week. We're going to work a couple guys in there. All five guys we have.
Not Justin Blackman, right? So that's down the
floor. No, we're going to work him in there.
Yeah,
we're going to work him. We're going to work all five and see which one is the best for us.
You think Justin can use some of his physical traits to be effective in
some? I think he can. He played last game. He was in there a number of times.
Besides Maurice and Dwight, anybody not practicing today?
Besides Maurice and Dwight, I would have to say Greg Jones will probably be held out. Brad Meester is typical Wednesday. Tyson has asked to work more, so we're going to work Tyson even though we were holding him out early. It's hard to tell a guy no that wants to practice. Montel will probably not practice. They're going to be limited today. Going to work them back into it.
Mike, the Tebow trade rumors, is that just something you're going to have to deal with as long as he's in the league and you're here and you're here?
I guess, yes. Yeah.
Because of his ties to the area and
yes.
Whatnot. Did you have any reaction?
No, actually, I just found out about it, to be honest with you. I'm kind of in a cave back where I'm at, and I was not aware of it, to be honest with you. I just found out after lunch. Not that I'm aware of.
Who's up on punt kick returns? Spurlock,
Spurlock is still one of the guys on punt. Aaron Ross is always available. Rasheen has, if we need him to catch some punts, backed up, can catch punts. Returns, Parmalee, kickoff returns.
Something against Seattle last week?
No, they just made some plays. They actually had more plays down there that were available. I mean, there was a couple drops that they may have scored even a couple more times. They just had a good package going in against them. But they were productive when they got down there. But they had a couple other touchdowns that I thought could have been.
What about Kelvin Johnson against your backup cornerbacks?
He's a problem for any cornerback in the league. I mean, he's a special player. Size, ability, speed, hands, very good hands. Even though he's dropped more than I've seen him drop, he has great hands. I like the way that they actually put him in position to block, so he's not one of these guys that is not a complete player. He blocks for their offense. He's a tough guy to cover. He really is. So he'll be a challenge for anybody that's playing him.
Is your philosophy to double cover guys all the time?
I think you can do that, but you got to change things up every so often. I don't know if you can do that for a complete game. He'll move. He definitely move. They'll move him inside. They'll do numerous things with him to try to free him up.
Would you tend to pick somebody out of the round, or there?
We'll have some different plans for him. We will.
Are you worried about your cornerback situation?
Anytime we got guys banged up, I'm always worried about all the guys. But I probably should have said it after the game. I was extremely proud. I told the players, Will Middleton and Mike Harris, that I thought they did a great job, because that was, within a couple hours prior to the game to find out, like a Mike Harris, that you're going to start against Aaron Rodgers, and I thought he held his own. I mean, like I told you, he's a very level-headed kid, and nothing's too big for him. So I was very proud of what they did, the tackling that they did. It was pretty impressive on their part. It was close. It was very close.
And you talked a lot about progress.
Yes.
I know there's a fine line, but it seems like you're getting close to the line. Well, as long as you don't get blown off 41-3, we made progress. We didn't win, but we made progress. Are you concerned about that mindset creeping in?
No. No.
What about last week?
I'd rather talk about this week if we can. I mean, we got to. Yeah, go ahead.
There's the so-called competitive advantage by not talking about Blazers. Since everybody knew it was a shoulder, you were going to give them all the snaps, so it wasn't like a 50-50 thing where they had to guess who was going to play. So what exactly was the competitive advantage by not talking about?
Well, that's, actually Chad got more snaps than that, because he was throwing the ball extremely well all week, but he hadn't taken a hit. So there's no, you can't hit the quarterback. They'll never be able to hit the quarterback in practice. So we gave some more reps on Friday just in the case, because you don't want anybody to know. You can say shoulder, you can say leg, you can say whatever you want, but you just got to be careful of how bad as a shoulder, how bad as a leg, where is it in the leg, all those things that if I think it's a competitive advantage, and then I think it is, and I'm going to treat it as that.
Right, and you made this big issue about the drops on Monday. Specifically the play where Blackman made the catch with two defenders on him but couldn't get the second foot in bounds. Do you guys actually classify that as a drop?
We did not. Okay. Did not.